I want to say, according to Yerovam, that what that Namrin, as a guy, he was mitzuva in Kiddush Hashem. He should have given up his life. If so, lelei malei, hi, that Elisha shouldn't have said to him, lech l'shalom, as if to say he did nothing. Rashi says, v'yemisa, the ben noyach muzer akdushas Hashem, lelei malei lech l'shalom, the mashma d'hoide loy, so mashmi was moidet him. So Rashi says, why? He did wrong. Nehi d'loy chicha loy hoye mitzuva, you're not mitzuva. To be moichiach a goy, so echeach techias es amisechaksiv. Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah toichocha to stop somebody is only to another Jew, but not to a goy. But stivaloy lager toishiv. Neil Rashi says, aduyel adover isa leloidin, that Elisha shouldn't have admitted to the avera that he did. So the Rashi is saying us now that there's no mitzvah toichocha to a goy. A Jew has no mitzvah to tell a goy to stop doing an avera. In the Sefer Chassidim, he holds not like this. He brings a raya from Yoina, that Yoina had a shlichus to go tell Anshe Nineveh to stop doing the ra. So you see, there is a mitzvah techocha for a Jew upon a goy. That's what the Sefer Chassidim holds. But Rashi is saying here, though, a Jew has no mitzvah techocha to a goy. But I call upon him here, the question was, he shouldn't have agreed to him. Like the Maisa Naman, according to Rava, did something wrong, he should have been Maisa Nefesh. So Maris will tell you, no, here by the Maisa of Naman was different. I'll tell you, Habitzina, Habitfahesia. Because it was only privately here. When do we say a guy has the mitzvah, even if you say Kiddush Hashem? That's only at least in front of 10 goyim. It has to be in front of 10 people. But if we don't have 10 people, he has no chitzi of Maisa Nefesh. So that's why he did the right thing. Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav. Maisa V'yodim Echad. Famous story here. It happened once, a case with a man. Shenosan Ein Avisha. He was a Pesheya. He started to look at a lady. We'll see in the Gemara what type of a lady she was. But a man started to look at her, and he got a tithe, he got a lust for her. Achas v'helolibotina, his heart became sick because of this, because he had such a love to live with her that he was getting sick, he couldn't live anymore. His love was so his yetzirah was burning up in him. So he got so sick, got 105 temperature last night, so he went to the doctor, what should I do? I'm burning up inside me. The yom, the doctor said, ein lo takona shetiboyol. You have no, aspirins won't help you. You have no way to get away this fever you have unless you live with her. That's the only way. You have to be by law. So what should he do now? She went to ask his Rav, what can I do? The doctor says with the Kuch Nefesh, the only way I'll take away my temperature is if I live with this lady. Is Omu Dachom said back to Omu Dachomim, you must know you're supposed to be killed. Do not do this. It's Gila Royis. And do not live with her. That's the Pasha of Gila Royis. Here before Naram Arasa, according to one man, we'll soon see. Right? It's like Znus, like that's Poshcha, we'll soon say not like that, but this Poshcha, he has Gila Royce. So Gokai, he said, listen, Tamud Afoni Aruma, let her at least stand in front of me undressed, let me at least look at her, maybe that will take away my temperature. Chum said, nothing doing. Yomos V'yal Tamud Afoni Aruma, you have to rather let yourself be killed rather than doing this, even though it's not really Gila Royce, but it's Vaisesab Israel the Gila Royce. This Duran brings a proof. Then the Gimel Averis is not the actual Aver alone, but anything that has to do with it. The Abizrayu has to do with also. Well, here is for Surah Chilabavchim. Don't grasp your eyes, don't look at her. Right? What about in the Chiddush? Tisapri my Bachur Agiadu. All I want to do is just talk to her. Let me have a discussion with her. Not on the telephone, but she should be on the other side of the fence. Because I want to hear her voice. That will also give me taiva. That will also calm me down. So still the Chacham said back to him, no, Yomus, you have to die, V'yata Saprim HaMechur Agedu. You do not even have a right to talk to her in back of the fence. And there's such a case where he's boiling up that he needs her, so anything he does with her is a chelik of Gila Royis. So therefore by Gila Royis you have the Klal Yehorah V'Yavar, he has no right. Now the Gemara says, Pligi Bor Reb Yaakov Baridi, we didn't finish yet, listen to this yet. Pligi Bor Reb Yaakov Baridi for Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So Machlekes here, what type of a lady was she? Chadon Eishes Ishoisa. She was an Eishes Ish, she was married. Then it's very good, it's real Gila Royis. For this man to live with her is a real Gila Royis, it's Chayiv Misa for it. So therefore, by Gila Royis we say, Yehorah V'Yavar, you have to let yourself be killed and do not do this. Now, the Chadam one says no, Pinu Yehoisa. That she was a Pnuya, she wasn't even married, this girl. She was a regular unmarried girl. Pnuya Hoysa. That's what we pass. The Rambam brings down like this. She was a Pnuya Hoysa. So now it's a big Asha, the Gemara says. Bishlem Lamandi Yamesha Sishois. If she was a really married Shapir, then it's good why she's supposed to have himself killed. It's Gila Royis, you have no heta. But if she was only a regular unmarried girl, if so, my kulahai, what's so bad? There's no gila royas here. Let's say she wasn't in the yestakash of anida. Let's say she's not a nida. There's no gila royas here. So why did they have to kill himself for? Shusan, Re'apop Roma Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. Papa said, because of a Pegam Mishpacha, you have no right to be Mavaza the Mishpacha. By you living with this girl, you're going to break up Sulam, you're going to rape her. For that, you're making a Pegam of the whole Mishpacha. You have no right to do it, even if it means to give up your life. Pekurach Nefesh is not Deicha of Pegam Mishpacha. Some Akronim want to say that anytime you embarrass somebody else, you have no right to ask Pekurach Nefesh. Anytime you're making a Pegam in the Mishpacha, you have no right to Pekurach Nefesh. You have to give up your life before you make a Pegam. But it could be it's only a special Indian here by raping that has to do with Gila Royis. Here, to make a Pegam in the Mishpacha through a mice of Gila Royis, here there's a Svara that you have to give up your life. That's one Svara, Papa says. Rav Acha Breda Rav Iko Omar Kidei Shelo Yiyu B'nois Yisrael Perusim Baroyis. It's like a gather. The Chum did not want Jewish girls to act like Prusais, like Zionists. So therefore, they made a takon here, according to Mashmitz takonim of the Rabbonin, that we don't want this to happen. So with the Rabbonin, they made a takon that we will not let this happen, and the person has to let himself be killed, rather than going through this action of being with this girl. So Yechur, according to Mashmitz, the Rabbonin, the Kalocha. They should lo yevnei so prutzas barois. Now the Gemara says, Valintzava, what's the big problem here? On the side that she was a penuya, so let him get married to her. He can't do an issa. Tell him now an issa to be a zayna. We won't let her live with him just to be a zayna. Okay, but let him get married. So partially the answer, she doesn't want to get married to him. That's not the Gemara's answer. Could be then we would force her to be married to him to save a person's life. We'll talk her into it. You'll be a big tzaddik if you can save the person's life. Get married to the guy for one day, and then I'll give you a get. What's so bad? Gemara says, no, it's your son. If he marries her, it won't take away his temperature. Why not? Mara says, Mitzvah, if he marries her, loy meis v'dayte, he'll still burn up inside him, he won't get away his temperature. Why not? To sound like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdash, nitla tam biya, when the beis hamikdash was chorav, so the tzaddikim felt bad then, it was taken away from them, the taiva, the desire to live with their wives, a tam biya was taken away. Rashi says, there are a lot of problems upon them, so they lost their strength. A man doesn't have that much of a taiva for his own wife. But where did the taiva of Znus go to? The nitna li oivrei avei was given to a person who wants to live with somebody else's wife. That we still have a taiva for. Shinam the pasuk says, Mayim ginuvim yimtaku. Stolen water is sweet. It's very good stolen things. In other words, he has a big yetzara burning up in him. He has a taiva, lust, to live with her. But only to do it the yisra. If he could do it the hetter, it's not so sweet anymore. That already won't calm me down anymore. The only thing that would save this person, this hetter libertina, is if he does an yisra. Therefore, come and say, nothing doing. We're not going to let you do the yisra. There's a ger, the prutzas baroyis. Therefore, yomus, v'yal tibor lishazim. Hadron alecha ben sarimur. Okay, now the next parrot, the Limudim Shver, this is a Shver Daf here, and we'll try and go through it. Mishnah says, V'yelu hein anisrofim. These are the people that deserve the misav thrice for their burnt. Habo al isho bito. See in the Gansu Gemara what this means. The man lives with a wife, and with her daughter, or with his daughter, isho bito, the Pasuk says, you get thrice. The Torah says, V'tisti sorif. They get thrice. Now, Ubas koyin shezinzo. The same halach also applies as son of a bas kohen that's married, that's in the suya, lives with another man, that she receives sreifa. Not just the regular chenik, but she receives sreifa. Now, yesh bechlal isha bita. When the Mishnah says that habo al isha biti live with her mother and her daughter, what's included in this? Yesh bechlal isha bita bitoi ubas bitoi. Whether you live with her daughter or her daughter's daughter. Ubas binai, or else her son's daughter. No, it could be three generations. You're living with the grandson and with the grandmother. So if one man's not allowed to live with the grandmother and with the grandson, granddaughter. Ubas ishtoi, the same thing, the daughter of your wife, even though she's not your daughter, but a wife and her daughter you can't live with. Ubas bitai, and not her daughter's daughter or granddaughter. Ubas Bino, also not her son's daughter. Chamoisa, the same thing, a person cannot live with his mother-in-law. Since you married her daughter, you can't live with her mother. She's an erva to you. Yichayev Sreifa for that. Chamoisa, your mother-in-law. V'yein Chamoisa, you're not allowed to live with your mother-in-law's mother. And V'yein Chamav, you can't live with your father-in-law's mother. That's also like three generations upwards. The same way it goes downwards, you cannot live with a lady and her daughter, or else her granddaughter, the same way you can't live with your wife and with her mother or with her grandmother. It goes upwards and goes downwards. Now the Gemara says, Hadmisha says, Habua Alisha, if you live with a lady, Shenosa Bit Habua Alisha, Shenosa Bit Lakatani. The Mishnah does not just say that you married a daughter, Habua Alisha, we live with a wife, Shenosa Bita, that you married her daughter. Rashi says, look at Tony, Chleima, Michti, Midik Tony, Seifer, Yesh Bechlal, and the Mishnah at the end it says is Bechlal, Bechlal, the high Isho Bita, Ta'anech Tixivimari. But since the end of the Mishnah says they are clawless, what we learn out from this first statement of Habu Ali Isho Bita, Mashma, the case of Isho Bita is what it says in the Torah. It's an error of what it says in the Torah. So what is it? The Mishnah, the Mishnah's Diyat, the Gemara's Diyat, Habu Al Isho, that you live with a wife. Shenosa bita, that you married a daughter, like the Torah, that the Mishnah does not say. Elohocho al isha bita. We're talking about you're living now with a mother, with a isha, a wife, and a bita, a daughter. Mechlada tavayui li sura, that either of them, both of them are also to you. And these are the cloud, what it says in the Torah. And from this we're learning out other cases. Omaniyu, what is this case that both of them are also to you? Sumara says the case here, the Mishnah means is, Chamoisai, because you're married, you have your wife. Now, if you live with your mother-in-law, her mother, she's also to you. And secondly, V'yein Chamoisai, your mother-in-law's mother. That's what the Mishnah means. Heisabor al Isha bitim is either, for either one of these two, Yechayiv Sreifa. Whether you live with Isha, meaning your wife's mother, or the grandmother, or El Subita, which would mean the grandmother's daughter, which is your wife's mother. You live with either one of these two, Yechai Sreifa. Uktani, now the Mishnah says, Yesh Bechlal Isho Bita, that from these two we learn out all the other cases of the Mishnah. If so, Mechlal the Tavayat Sidu the Hedya, it's mashma that not to live with your mother-in-law, and not to live with her mother, it says clearly in the Torah. And from these two we're learning out the rest. The question is, Vahanech Midrash Asiya, the rest of the Mishnah comes out only from Midrasha. So Moses says, is that true? Does it say anywhere in the Torah the erva clearly of your mother-in-law and her mother? That's the machlokes later. We'll see in our next daf. It's the machlokes later whether it says clearly in the Torah or not your mother-in-law's mother. So according to Abai, it says yes. It's on the machlokes in the mash. How do you darshan from the psukim? It's good. It says it. Masdi simani Rabbi Akivi. He says no, both of them agree that it does not say clearly in the Torah that your mother-in-law's mother. All the extra pasuk means is only that your mother-in-law is also even after your wife dies. Even after your wife dies, still chamoisa is also. That's what it's teaching us. Since so must be simani. According to Rava, there's no special pasuk in the Torah. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah this sinyan that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. As soon as our Mishnah go like, Rav says, our Mishnah means like this. Tini learned in our Mishnah, Habo Alisha, Shenosa Bita. The Mishnah does not mean that both of them is Chayis Reif for the Isha and the Bita, which would mean your mother-in-law and her mother, but it means only one case. If you married your wife, now if you live with her mother, you're Chayis Reif. Habo Alisha, Shenosa Bita. You married her daughter, your wife, and now if you live with her mother, with your chamoisa, without your chayis reifa. But the Mishnah does not mean to say, ein chamoisa, because according to Rav, it does not say clearly in the Torah, ein chamoisa, we only learn it out from Joshua, like we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, yesh bechlal isho bita chamoisa v'yein chamoisa v'yein chamoisa. Bechlal the isa, not to live with your wife and your mother-in-law, is also not to live with her mother, with your mother-in-law's mother. So now, liabaya, I need to come boil the misna. Since the Mishnah wants to say, Ein Chamav, because according to Abaya, your mother-in-law's mother, it says clearly in the Torah. That's what the Reisha means. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, I learn out from this also, again, your mother-in-law's mother, we said it already. So according to Abaye, what the Mishnah means is, Adi Dikobor Lemisli Ein Chomav, the Chiddush is, your father-in-law's mother. That's the Chiddush. That it doesn't say in the Torah. That we have to have a drasha. So since we want to say the Chiddush, that your father-in-law's mother is also also to you, Tani Nami, Chamoisei V'Ein Chamoisei. It repeats itself at the end of the Mishnah, say, I'm learning out, your mother-in-law and her mother, even though that was in the Reisha. The Rava, but according to Rava, no, neither of them does it say in the Reisha. It doesn't say your wife's grandmother. If so, I did the Kabbalah Lemisli, Ein Chamov, V'Ein Chamoisei, Tani Nami Chamoisei. Since the main Chiddush now, the drushes are about your grandmother, in other words, your wife's mother, that's the Mishnah said in the Reisha. How do I know your wife's mother's mother is also to you? That's from a drasha. So since the Mishnah now says the grandmother on both sides, whether it's your wife's mother's grandmother, your wife's father's grandmother, it already says also your mother-in-law. Now we know, Anamili, how do we know these Chiddushim? How do we know all these people are Chayis Reifa? The Torah Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says, Isha sheyikach es isha v'es ima zimuhi. So the man takes an isha v'es ima and her mother. So it says here clearly zimuhi that they get sreifa. So ein liyela isha v'ima. Maybe only if you marry your wife and then you live with her mother, for that you chayis sreifa with your mother-in-law. Isha v'ima. Bas isha u bas bito u bas b'no minayin. How do we know downwards that your wife, you live with your wife's daughter, or you live with a Bas Isha or Bas Bito, or else the granddaughter of Bas Beno. How do I know? Nemakan Zime. It says here when Ish, a man lives with his wife and then with his mother-in-law, it says the word Zima. The Nemalahalan, by the Isurim, it's by the Azaris, it says Zima. So Malahalan, just like over there by the Azaris, Bito or Bas Beno, it says clearly there that you can't live with your daughter or with your granddaughter. Is Askan here also, when it says Sreifa to get burnt, is Bita Ubaz Bita. It's also included in this that you can't live with your granddaughter either. With your wife and with your granddaughter, it's also. Ubaz Bino. Now, Minayin, how do I know, the Brisa says, Lasais Zuchorim Kinekavis, that men have the same halachas like Nekavis. We'll soon see what this means. What does it mean to make Zuchorim like Nekavis? So again, Nema Kan Zima, says here by this Pasik, of the Isha, Ish Ashiyikach as Isha v'Yesima Zimahi, says the word Zima, Nemokan Zima, the Nemalahalan Zima, says it by the Yazoris in Vayikvu Yudches, it also says the word Zima. So Malahalan Zchorim Kinekavis, that men have the same malachas, we'll soon see it means the Mishpach of the Zchorim have the same malacha like the Mishpach of the Nekavis. Is Avkanir also by the Einish, the punishment of Sreifa, Sechorim Kinekavis, that the Mishpachas of the men have the same halacha like the Mishpachas of his wife. Now, Minayin, how do I know Lasos Lamata Kilamala? Though, just like we're saying so far, it's also to live with your mother-in-law and with your mother-in-law's mother, that's going upwards. How do I know going downwards is also? You can't live with your wife and with her daughter or with her granddaughter. Minayin Lasos Lamata Kilamala. So again, Nemla Khan Zima, it says here in by the Einish of Sreif, it says the word Zima. The Nemal Alan says over there where the Pasuk says Bita, Bas Bita, it says there also the word Zima. So you make a Xerashava. Ma'alahalan Lamatik Lamal, let's just go over there by the Azorus, it says clearly, you can't live with an Isha, Bita, Bas Bita. Is Afkan by the punishment of Sreifa, is Lamatik Lamal. The same way you can't live with your mother in law, the same way you can't live with your wife's daughter. Umakam Lamala Kilamata, just like over here, upwards is the same halacha like going downwards, is Aflahala Lamala Kilamata. There also by the Azoris going Aflahala Lamala, going upwards, the grandmother has the same halacha like Kilamata as going down. There's also the Azorah. Because when the Pasuk in Parsha Yudches says the Azoris, there it says Isho Bita. So the same way there's an Azorah for Isho Bita, there's also an Azorah for your wife and for your mother-in-law. This is the Brisa. Now we'll go to explain it. Omama, what did you say? Minayin, how do I know? Lasso is chorim kinekavis. I make the men like the ladies. More the question, what does that mean? My is the chorim kinekavis. What do you mean to say? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bas bino, ki bas bita, maybe that's the Chiddush. Maybe only you can't live with your wife and with her daughter and with her daughter's daughter. but maybe only her daughter's daughter from her daughter, all ladies downwards. What about if your wife has a son, and then that son has a daughter? How do I know that's also? Even if you want to tell me, Bas Beno, the daughter of your wife's son, Ki Bas Bita, the same halacha like her daughter's daughter, Bahadi Adodi Kost Kasir. No, that we learn that together. When the Pasuk says, Isha Bita, says clearly, Bas Beno, Bas Bita, they're said together. You don't need a special limud one from the other. El or rather means like this, Aim Chamav, Ki Aim Chamaisai. How do I know that your father-in-law's mother is also to you the same way your mother, your wife's mother, is her mother is also to you? That's what I'm learning out. Ela'ein chamov, your father-in-law's mother is also the same way your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Mar says no. Hashtein chamoisoi, like kamalon, matter of saying of your grandmother, your wife's grandmother, your mother-in-law's mother. We don't know clearly in the Torah, it's only from a drasha, like Kimlon, we didn't learn it out yet. That's the Gemara of Ayin Vov. How do we know it from? Aim Chum of Heder Alai. Does the Braisa now go to explain the, your father-in-law's mother, that it doesn't go in order? First you have to know your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Then you can start talking about the father-in-law's mother. So what does this price mean? We're learning out Sechorim Kinnikavis. So Gemara says, Omer Abaye Baisan and Hokakoma. This is what the price means to say.
Minayin, how do I know? La'atzos share his mission.